Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dr. Kent Montgomery, the director of the A&M Commerce Planetarium. Kent, good morning.
Good morning.
I sent an article to you. We have, of course, summer is almost here, just right on the horizon. And I sent an article to you called Six Can't-Miss Astronomy Events This Summer. Is the summer better for astronomy, for viewers of the heavens, than any other time of year? Seems like we're more interested in it.
I think it's nicer. Yeah. The weather's nicer, so people are more interested in it. For true astronomers, we actually prefer the winter sky. It's a little crisper, and you get longer nights.
Yeah, I have noticed that, too. You just untrained that I am. It seems like on a cold winter night, wow, that sky is...
Yeah, a lot more vivid stars, yeah. Less twinkling, and you get humidity and issues in the summer, but it's warm and nice, and people want to stay up late, and so you get to see a lot more.
I have noticed that. So June 3rd is an event coming up, and Saturn tips its rings at us for opposition. This has to do with the Earth and Saturn and the Sun all being aligned.
Yeah, opposition means that the Sun and Saturn are exactly opposite in our sky. So right when the Sun sets, Saturn will be rising in the eastern sky. And at that point is when it's closest to us during the year. And so we get our best view. And Saturn, because of its tilt, sometimes we see the top of the ring, sometimes we see the bottom. It just happens to be a really nice tilt where you can see the whole rings. And since it's at opposition, it's up all night long, it's also closest, it's pretty much the best time of the year to look for Saturn.
And that will be early on the evening then of Friday, June 3rd.
Right. And actually, it's up all night long, Saturn, is because it rises as the sun sets and then goes all the way across the sky and it'll set as the sun rises.
Okay. Another event that's mentioned is on June 20th, and this is the first day of summer, the rare solstice full moon. We don't normally get this on the first day of summer.
No, we don't. That just kind of happens. And it doesn't happen that often because our calendar switches because of leap years and all that. And then the moon changes when the full moon is there every time. So it's kind of a rare event, not really too spectacular, but interesting.
It's worth noting.
Yes.
And a full moon on the first day of summer, first evening, I guess, of summer is kind of a nice thing to contemplate. This has not happened since 1967.
That sounds about right.
Now, you mentioned, they mentioned in the article, late July, early August, the Delta Aquarid meteor showers taking place, and there's apparently two separate ones going on, but you're saying as meteor showers go, that these are not all that spectacular.
Yeah, if you want to be up real, 3 to 5 in the morning on those days, it would be neat to look at. The cool thing about it is it has two what we call radiance or centers, and so you can get both of them happen simultaneously. Whenever you see a meteor shower, if you watch the meteors, you trace them all backwards, they go to a point in the sky. That point in the sky is named after the constellation there, and this was in the constellation Aquarius, is why they're called the Aquarids. These typical meteor showers get about 15 per hour, so you can expect to see one every 3 to 4 minutes, which there are better meteor showers.
Right, which we're going to come to. That, what you just referred to, would be happening. The best time, it said, to see these would be late July. We're talking with Dr. Kent Montgomery, Associate Professor of Astronomy and Director of the A&M Commerce Planetarium. Now, the one that you say is really going to be quite good is the Perseid meteor shower. This is taking place August 11th. And 12th.
Yeah, August 11th and 12th. And it happens every year, but we have a good year because there's not a big moon in the way, no full moon. We have a first quarter moon, which sets early in the night. Go out anytime after midnight on either of those nights, and you'll see about one a minute. They can get up to 60 to 100 per hour. So it's one of the best ones of the whole year.
Mm-hmm. It said the most fireball meteors take place at this time.
It does. The Perseids are known for being fireballs, which are really bright objects that can even leave a trail across the sky as you look at them.
So that's August 11th and 12th. That's pretty far down the calendar, but go ahead and mark your calendars for that. And then August 27th, conjunction of Venus and Jupiter, and this is something you'll be able to see with the naked eye.
Yeah, conjunction means from the Earth, they look like they're going to be exactly the same place, and this is really rare. Lots of times they get within a half a degree, we're kind of excited. They're going to be so close that you won't be able to separate them with your naked eye. It'll look like a really bright object, but it's actually Jupiter and Venus just right next to each other. A small pair of binoculars, you'll be able to see it. Mm-hmm. Now, it happens pretty close after sunset, so you got to kind of be watching west right after the sun sets, and it'll show up. It'll be the first thing. It'll be by the brightest thing out there.
This is August 27th. We'll make a link to this article, and you can kind of hold on to that and make reference to it as the summer goes along. Also then, September 1st, the annular solar eclipse. But this is taking place in Africa and the Indian Ocean, so this is not going to be very very meaningful to us. We should mention that there is an observatory in addition to the planetarium. There's an observatory which is south of Commerce on off of Highway 50.
Yes.
And except for the meteor showers, which you can't predict exactly when one is going to appear, the observatory would be helpful for some of this.
Yes, and we have open houses there when the public can come look at them. We are dependent upon the weather, so you're just going to have to check our website because we have to keep changing the date depending on the weather. But we will have it open a couple times this summer, and anybody can come look through our telescopes.
Okay, great. Kent, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
No problem.
Dr. Kent Montgomery, director of the A&M Commerce Planetarium, we're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.